The AI infrastructure gold rush collides with reality. Good morning. It's Saturday, June 6th, and today's AI landscape is defined by a single tension: massive bets on compute infrastructure running headlong into hard questions about whether any of this actually pencils out. Let's start with the headline that dominated Friday. Google just signed a deal to pay SpaceX $920 million per month for compute access, nearly $1 billion monthly from October through June 2029, for roughly 110,000 NVIDIA GPUs. Google says it's bridge capacity for surging Gemini enterprise demand. But context matters. Google already owns more AI compute than anyone. They're pre-buying because projections say current infrastructure won't keep up. This follows Anthropic's similar deal in May, paying $1.25 billion monthly. SpaceX, preparing for the largest IPO in history at $1.75 trillion, has become the industry's compute landlord of choice. But while the hyperscalers are signing billion-dollar leases, a reckoning is playing out one layer down. TechCrunch published a deep investigation Friday into what they're calling the token cost crisis. Uber blew through its entire 2026 AI coding budget by April. Microsoft revoked Claude code licenses from developers months after rolling them out. Priceline saw a routine cursor contract renewal come back 4 to 5 times more expensive than expected. The pattern is consistent. Companies that embraced all-you-can-eat AI subscriptions in early 2025 are now scrambling to understand where the money went. One CTO told a vendor that an engineer spent $40,000 on tokens in a single month, and he genuinely didn't know whether to stop him or tell everyone else to follow his lead. In response, the Linux Foundation unveiled the Tokenomics Foundation this week, a new standards body aiming to bring FinOps-style cost discipline to AI spending. The executive director said companies started calling in April, saying they'd hit 3 times their annual token budget before the year was half over. Meanwhile, the physical infrastructure build-out continues at staggering scale. Blackstone-backed AirTrunk committed $30 billion to build 5 gigawatts of data center capacity in India by 2030. That's one of the largest single commitments to a national AI infrastructure build-out we've seen. India's total data center capacity today is around 1.5 gigawatts, projected to hit 8 by 2030. AirTrunk just claimed more than half that future capacity in one announcement. On the regulatory front, New York had a busy week. State lawmakers passed a 1-year moratorium on new data center construction, potentially the first ban of its kind at the state level. Separately, they passed a bill barring AI chatbots from presenting themselves as human companions to minors, a direct response to lawsuits alleging chatbot interactions led to teen self-harm and suicide. And in a story that would have been shocking 2 years ago, but now feels almost routine, Notice reported that Sam Altman pitched the Trump administration on taking a government equity stake in OpenAI. Altman framed it as a way to share AI's economic upside with the public. The idea was first floated early last year, according to the report. So what does all this add up to? The AI industry is simultaneously doubling down on infrastructure and hitting the brakes on spending. Google and Anthropic are locking in compute at prices that would fund small countries. But the enterprises actually using AI day-to-day are discovering that unlimited access creates unlimited bills, and no one's quite sure yet whether the productivity gains justify the cost. That's the core contradiction shaping the market right now. The top of the stack believes scale will unlock transformative returns. The middle is drowning in invoices and trying to figure out what they bought. Here's the business idea that jumps out from today's news. AI spend intelligence as a service. Build the Datadog for token consumption. Give enterprises real-time visibility into which teams, which models, which prompts are burning budget. Layer in cost allocation, anomaly detection, and optimization recommendations. The Tokenomics Foundation proves the pain is real and industry-wide. A well-executed SaaS play here could become the default financial control layer for every AI deployment, And the TAM is every company spending on LLMs, which is increasingly everyone. The winners will be the ones who make AI costs legible before CFOs start pulling plugs. That's your briefing for Saturday, June 6th. Thanks for listening.